Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. In this podcast, we will preview opportunities and resources to help you stay connected and stay engaged in the Austin area. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, March 2nd to Monday, March 8th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. Ah, a new week. Maybe a chance to gather oneself, even if just for a short while. Before getting too deep into the event listings, I will note that this Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month, which means that the legal line of the Austin Lawyer Referral Service will be available on March 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Call the free legal advice hotline at 512-472-8303. Legal line is staffed by attorney volunteers who answer legal questions and give brief legal advice. Calls are completely confidential and anonymous. Before getting into the meaty issues of the day, or of the week, as the case may be, I'll note that this weekend is the annual Explore UT event. This is an opportunity to experience the richness of the university's scholarship and knowledge through life demonstrations, hands-on activities, and other interactive elements. This year, the event is virtual and, as always, free and open to the public. I'll start with a couple of events presented by us, CAN, the Community Advancement Network. The review and reflection session on our Race Equity Action Framework that was scheduled for February 16th was rescheduled for March 9th. We'll have more to share about that next week. Our annual CAN celebration called Together We Can would have taken place this Friday, but has been postponed to Monday, March 29th. Many of the coalitions and projects we'll be highlighting are engaged in crisis response, and since we have the recovery from the winter storm on top of a pandemic at the moment, everyone has been pretty hard at work, so we wanted a chance to allow a bit of time to get back to quote-unquote normal. Stay tuned for more details about this year's Spirit of Collaboration Award winners. If you are looking to be a better environmental steward by getting better at composting, the city can hook you up with training and even a rebate. Home composting is a great way to reduce your trash, grow healthy plants, reduce chemical use, protect groundwater, and save money. To learn more, attend a free online composting class on Thursday, March 4th. You may recall that the last installment of the series, The Path to Equity, was set to take place on February 18th, but that was postponed due to the weather emergency. That event will take place this Thursday, March 4th. The topic is political influence and involvement. A community reflection on this topic, called The After Show, takes place the following Tuesday. Also on the racial equity front, the group Measure hosts a workshop called What Does Inclusion Look Like? In this 90-minute workshop, we will discuss the meanings and history of each of the terms diversity, equity, and inclusion, how they differ, and how they should fit into your personal and professional goals. You will leave this interactive workshop with a better understanding of not just the language of equity, but how to apply it to be more inclusive in your daily life. The featured presenter is Autumn Arnett, who has 15 years of experience in the field. Shifting over to the pandemic response, if you have an appointment to get a COVID vaccine, but need help getting to your appointment, Capital Metro is offering free curb-to-curb service for those with COVID-19 vaccination appointments through Metro Access. Once you schedule an appointment for a vaccine, call 512-369-6050 to schedule a ride. I reiterate, you can call this number to schedule a ride, not to schedule an appointment for a vaccine. Uplift Austin will have its second event on Saturday, March 6th, to distribute free water, meals, and PPE, household and hygiene products. In partnership with Procter & Gamble, about a dozen community partners will distribute $200,000 plus worth of supplies to communities in Eastern Travis County in multiple locations. Go to upliftaustin.com to find the locations, to volunteer, or to donate. I will also note that our CAN Community Council meets Monday, March 8th at 6 p.m. The council will continue its focus on housing-related issues that have arisen during or been exacerbated by the pandemic. County Commissioner Ann Howard will provide a perspective on the impact of the recent weather emergency and the pandemic on homelessness. And Nefertiti Jackman from the City of Austin will discuss efforts by the City of Austin to address gentrification and displacement. There are, of course, a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 3 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. On weekdays at 7 p.m., Mayor Steve Adler hosts Got a Minute, a program on Facebook Live where he provides an update on the COVID-19 response and related issues. The YWCA of Greater Austin hosts a dialogue opportunity called Survival Mode each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. I'll end the podcast by reminding everyone that Amplify Austin starts this Wednesday at 6 p.m., something you already know if you donate to just about any local nonprofit. Those reminders are coming through a mile a minute. Amplify Austin is Central Texas' biggest day of online giving. Visit amplifyatx.org to support one or more of the 700 nonprofits working to address basic needs, disaster response, animal care and services, arts and culture, racial equity, and more. This year, Amplify Austin includes a music component called Amplify Live, produced in partnership with C3 Presents, that will air March 4th and 5th on the amplifyatx.org homepage. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.